Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, live. Thank you for joining us. It is the 26th day of January, 2010, on this Tuesday edition. Coming up in the next segment, Mark Faber will be joining us. He is a top economist and market analyst with some of the most stunningly accurate forecasts of the last two decades. He'll be joining us from Switzerland. He has the GloomBoomDoom.com report, or the Gloom, Boom, and Doom report. He will be joining us coming up. Then we have Reverend James Manning with the work he's doing, Exposing Obama, always interesting and informative, coming up in the middle of the next hour. And then Richard Reeves. Gotta love Richard. So professional. Such a great activist. Such a classy guy. He just always does so much good work, going out and talking to Rick Perry about the gun show shutdown here in Austin. So that is coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show. Of course, there's big blocks in there where we don't have guests today, where I'm going to be covering all of the amazingly important news, like the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, mulled national security status for AIG details to use national security to keep it secret. In fact, they attempted that, but it was decided that it would just be too transparently corrupt, and so they just illegally made it secret and ordered the banks and brokerage firms not to tell the public or Congress or anybody else who got the money, like little Timmy Geithner. Little Timmy Geithner got the money. Henry Paulson got the money. The very people who were giving the money to the banks that then gave it to themselves. So that is coming up. Also, we have CNN reporting what we told you a month ago, and we're going to line him back up for the show, Kurt Haskell. We have CNN reporting, and I'm looking around here for my article. There's just so much of it, that there was a second man on the flight, and they did arrest him, and they've been very secretive about it. So they denied that and gave out six different stories, and then I quit counting, and then now they admit that okay, indeed, they were tracking somebody. They did let him on the plane, and they did detain him, and they did tell the people that there was a bomb once they were in the customs office in Detroit coming in on that Christmas Day underwear botched bombing attack. So Kurt Haskell, who was called a liar by the media and the government, he's now been proven absolutely right and correct, along with his wife and other witnesses that backed him up. So that happened. Just amazing how much the mainstream media lies and then later is forced to tell the truth. It's just more often than not, it's a lie by design. And that's why it's so scary to know the mainstream media still has so many people bamboozled and hoodwinked who are out there. So we're going to be going over that today. And this came out last Friday, and I covered it on Coast to Coast AM and then never covered it Monday. Dropped the ball big time, but we're going to pick it back up right now. Fumbled the ball like the Minnesota Vikings did over and over again. Oh, they're a football analogy or parallel. Tax and spend, UN's RX for New World Medical Order, and they call for taxes on phones, on healthcare, on GDP. Literally, they list more than 10 of them here. And we have the internal UN executive summary report of the World Health Organization of the UN. And the UN is denying that this is even theirs, when separately everything and more that is in this secret report was publicly in the Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax treaty. So, I mean, we have them with their pants down again here. So we're going to be going over that as well. I want to salute everybody. That was like 80-plus percent of the people there wearing Infowars.com or Obama Joker shirts. I want to salute all our great listeners that made that big rally for the Second Amendment such a big success in downtown Austin last night.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're now into the second segment of this four-hour syndicated radio broadcast. And Mark Bobber, editor and publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report. The website is www.gloomboomdoom.com. That's gloomboomdoom.com, is with us for the next 22 minutes or so. He has one of the most accurate records in forecasting the economy and picking investments and analyzing what's happening. Dr. Mark Bobber, again, was born in Zurich, Switzerland, and you can read his entire amazing bio on his website, but most people that watch any financial television, Bloomberg, CNBC, CNN, any of it, Mr. Bobber is no stranger to you. But let's get right into the interview. Joining us from Switzerland, Dr. Bobber, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Okay, so much is going on. What's really happening in the world economy? What's really happening with sovereign debt, private debt, the dollar devaluation? Give us your break down what's currently happening and your forecast, please, sir.
Well, basically what we have is excessive credit growth that led in the period 2001 to 2008 to the housing bubble, and then the collapse of the housing bubble. And then we had the recession in 2008, 2009. And the recession was cushioned through huge government stimulus and monetizing. In other words, the government, through the Federal Reserve, is buying government debt and is expanding its balance sheet. And I think that this will not help the economy very much. But what it's helped is essentially emerging economies, because don't forget, after 1998, because of the credit bubble and the housing bubble, what the U.S. did was to overconsume. And this overconsumption, in other words, consumption went up as a percent of the economy, led to the trade deficit. And the trade deficit was then offset by trade surpluses in emerging economies, in particular in China. And that drove industrial production, employment, and capital spending in China, and along with that also commodity prices higher. So actually, the monetary policies of the U.S. under Mr. Greenspan and Mr. Bernanke have been a complete disaster for the United States, but complete. But it has helped the rest of the world. The rest of the world, the emerging economies and the producers of oil and copper and iron ore, should all send a thank you note to Mr. Ben Bernanke and Mr. Greenspan that they flooded the world with liquidity, and as a result of that, that emerging economies, in particular the resource producers, benefited.
Now, when we look at what's happening with the economy, they've been telling us in the last year that we've had a recovery, that unemployment's only 10.2, but most of the big private institutions that use the old numbers crunching system that the government previously used, that most statisticians and economists believe is much more accurate, they say it's over 22% right now, and that we're just going to continue sliding in to a deepening, really depression for Main Street. The big banks and brokerage firms are all having record profits off all the money they've stolen through the bailouts. Can you speak to what you think the economy is going to look like and the health of the dollar and what you see unfolding?
Well, I mean, given the huge stimulus we had and also given that the economy collapsed between September 2008 and March 2009, the figures, economically speaking, will look somewhat better in the next 3 months, because these months, January, February, March 2009, were very bad. So, I mean, maybe the economy shows signs of bottoming out and some improvement will take place even. But in general, I think that the outlook for future growth is very poor. In other words, the large deficits lead to larger government debts that keeps interest rates on long-dated securities, in other words, on long-term bonds, relatively high, and may even lead to inflation at some point. I mean, my sense is that in the last 20 years, actually, the typical household in the U.S., the median household, as they call it, has not made any progress. But who's made progress are, of course, as you said, the thieves on Wall Street. They have made a lot of progress, and government employees.
Well, that's the issue, is that government is exploding in size. Obama has spent more money in 1 year than all presidents before him combined. They're just hiring more police, more bureaucrats. That's the only sector that's growing. And they're now saying they're going to continue the spending and that they're going to raise taxes. And they are raising taxes at every level, state, federal, local, international. And that we see many UN chiefs and others saying, look, we want to end the industrialized world. Government says we're consuming too much, so they're doing us a favor clamping down on the economy. And that this is actually being done by design, many experts believe. What's your take on that?
Well, basically, I think that Mr. Obama is right to hire a lot of policemen, because if I were such a bad president, I would also need increasing protection. But in general, I think that his administration is a complete failure in terms of economic and foreign policies. Nothing has been addressed overseas. He has increased the engagement in Afghanistan, and I can assure you that Afghanistan is a country where nobody has an interest that the U.S. will win a conflict. Neither the Chinese, nor the Indians, nor the Pakistanis, nor the Russians, nor the mercenaries who are hired in Pakistan. So it will never end, and it will be a bottomless pit. And in terms of domestic policies, the health care reform is another disaster because it creates uncertainty. So let's assume you have a business. You employ 50 people. You don't know what your tax rate will be 3 years from now. You don't know what your health care bill will be 3 years from now. But the last thing you will do is hire people. So I think that the uncertainty he has created is very, very bad for the economy in the long run. In addition to that, as you just pointed out, he has piled up huge deficits. They're running now at an annual rate of, say, $1.5 trillion. The problem is that they will not go down. I think they will actually increase. And so the government debt increases. And one day, this increased government debt will lead to substantially higher interest rates.
Well, Venezuela, as you know, last week devalued their currency by 50%. We have experienced a long slide in the value of a dollar, evidenced by a candy bar 20 years ago being a quarter, and now it's a dollar, or a beer being a quarter, and now it's $1.50 or $2. I mean, obviously, people know there's real inflation, but towards the end of a devaluation, it tends to accelerate. We're certainly seeing that right now. You know, there's temporary, as people do the reverse carry trade, for those that don't know, back into the United States. We saw a buoying for a time, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and other economists have predicted on the show in the fall of last year. But they say overall, it is a downward sliding, slow death of the dollar, and that global interests have decided to go ahead and abandon the dollar. The only question is how to abandon it. What's your take on that, Dr. Faber?
Well, basically, there isn't really an international currency at the present to replace the dollar. And also, whereas I'm very critical of U.S. monetary and fiscal policies, I'm also critical of other countries' fiscal and monetary policies because other countries are also very good at printing money. So I think the issue here is that all currencies lose their purchasing power over time. I mean, you just mentioned that the candy bar used to cost 25 cents and now it's a dollar or whatever it is. The same has happened in Switzerland and in other countries around the world. But in this situation, there is essentially one currency that keeps its purchasing power. And these are precious metals, including gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Because you can't increase the quantity. Mr. Bernanke has come out openly and said, if there was a deflationary threat, and I can explain to you later on why deflation may not necessarily be bad, but if there is a deflationary threat, he said, then we can drop dollar bills onto the United States from helicopter. Well, that won't happen, but he can print electronically money. And as you increase the quantity of money, goods that are scarce appreciate against the diluted value of the dollar and other currencies around the world.
Now, Dr. Faber, looking at that, so you have all the major currencies of the world simultaneously engaging basically in the same big government footprint and huge deficits and thus devaluation of currencies. So it's happening simultaneously.
Yes, it's a coordinated debasement of paper money.
And that's what the G20 admits they're doing. Meanwhile, helicopter Ben Bernanke is delivering billion-dollar bills out of helicopters, but only directly into J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and his own pocket. And so now there's open talk.
That is correct. It's so funny. I mean, it's actually tragic. It sounds funny, but it's tragic because it doesn't reach decent people in America. In fact, through monetary policies, they have impoverished normal people. And let me explain you why. First of all, when you cut down interest rates to zero, a lot of decent people, they accumulated savings in their lives. They have these savings on certificate of deposits in banks or on bank deposits. Now, even if you have $20 million on zero interest, you can't live. So if the interest was, say, 5% on $20 million, you would have an income of $1 million. Secondly, commodity prices went up and peaked out in May 2006. And then they moved sideways, including oil, which was prior to the rate cuts in September 2007 at $75. At that time, the combined expenditures for oil in the United States were approximately $500 billion. But when Mr. Bernanke slashed interest rates to zero, oil went to $147, and the combined expenditures for oil in 2008 went to an annualized rate of $1 trillion. So the consumer, you and decent people in America, were saddened with another $500 billion in taxes. And the beneficiaries of that were the speculators largely on Wall Street.
Absolutely. So we have the real economy being fed into the speculators' gaping mouth.
You have a pie, and the pie has obviously, through the recession, become somewhat smaller. But what is now happening, the gangsters like Mr. Ben Bernanke and Mr. Larry Summers and Mr. Tim Geithner, they take the smaller pie but allocate a larger portion of the pie to their friends on Wall Street and in the banking sector and to very questionable organizations like AIG and so forth at the expense of decent people who work in America.
So where is it all heading? I mean, you talk about them hiring more policemen to protect themselves.
I was recently interviewed by Barron's, which is a leading financial paper. I said, we are all doomed. It's going to end in a complete disaster. But we have to distinguish. The disaster may not happen for 5 to 10 years, but we're heading into an iceberg. And what will eventually happen is that the population will suffer very badly from inflation and declining real wages, and the establishment, including the government, will protect itself. And when everything becomes very bad and you have simultaneous, essentially a recession, depression, like you said, in unemployment is of course higher than 10%. I don't think it's 22%, but say maybe 15%. When that doesn't improve, they'll go to war. And nobody can pay for the war, so you print more and more money and you have hyperinflation, and then the system goes. That's why I'm telling everybody, you ought to own some land, and you ought to own some stocks, and you ought to own some gold or a lot of gold and other precious metals, because paper money and bonds are very vulnerable over the next 5 to 10 years.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a giant black hole of debt that's mathematically impossible to get out of. And the system.
I have made the calculation. I don't want to bore you with everything. But when you consider debt to GDP, 375%, but that excludes the unfunded state's liabilities, the unfunded liabilities arising from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security that are coming due. I mean, the hole is so big, we are doomed.
And that's what the private central banks set up. They take over the world with fiat currency and credit they put out. While it still has value, they buy up the media, the military, the assets, the gold. They bring in a cashless society after they bankrupt it all. And the entire world is a giant scientific police state, Dr. Faber. That is clearly, from all of their own documents, their own statements, this has been a premeditated, as you said, concerted, coordinated, master economic domination, what Napoleon, Hitler, and Julius Caesar couldn't do, the private banks have done unless we identify them as the criminals and bring them to justice. But even if we were to stop them today, they have irrevocably savaged us so bad. Is there any way to get out of this new world order?
Well, first of all, I don't think so, because I have to also say there's no political will, because, as you say, the U.S. Federal Reserve is actually a corporation. In other words, it's a private entity, and it's most likely owned by all the banks in the United States. But the point is, there were voices in the United States that rightly asked for the Federal Reserve to be audited. But why do they refuse to be audited? If you have a business and someone comes along and says, listen, we want to audit you because we want to do business with you, then you say, sure, if you have nothing to hide. But if you have something to hide, you say, I refuse to be audited. So I think the Federal Reserve is, first of all, 99% responsible for the NASDAQ bubble and the subsequent crash. 99% responsible for the debt buildup and subsequent housing crash. And 99% responsible for having misled people who simply from their education cannot make a decision about how much leverage they use when they buy a house. Because if you buy a house and you borrow only 50% on your house, then the house may drop 50% in value and your mortgage is still not underwater. But if you borrow 99% or 120%, then you have a big problem. And the Federal Reserve, especially Mr. Greenspan and Mr. Bernanke, encouraged people to take second home loan mortgages and support
Dr. Faber, we're almost out of time, so I'm interrupting. And so now here we are, and the media is still putting out the hype that people's housing loans caused this. They baited and switched day one with the bailout money and didn't use it for that and said, we're not going to tell you where it's going. They're clearly out of control. Congress is talking about not reapproving the nomination of Bernanke for another term. They're talking about indicting Geithner or making him leave, but then you just get rid of sacrificial goats. We need to go after the entire system, or as you said, we are doomed. And I try to explain that every real economist, Ron Paul, countless economists we interview, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, George Humphrey, they all say mathematically impossible, designed to take over, and you try to tell yuppie reporters this, and they just laugh at you. They think it's funny. They think it's cute. They think it's going to go on forever.
I mean, the problem is that nobody in government and in the establishment wants to face the truth. And even very decent people, they tell you the truth, but they are very diplomatic about the statements they make. They don't say it's inevitable that eventually there'll be a huge mess. They guard themselves very much. But the mainstream and the government officials, they keep on misleading people. That is the problem.
And they know, don't they? I mean, they designed it.
Well, I'm not sure they know because, you know, the intelligence level of government employees is obviously not very high.
But I meant the bankers, the actual technicians running this.
Yes.
I mean, that's the real government is the banks. Even Congress admits that now.
Well, I mean, the government basically is financed by large corporations and by election campaign contributions and so forth and so on. And then every politician then owes something to the people that gave him money, that brought him into office. And so nothing really gets ever decided. When there is a crack in the building, they don't fix the crack. They just put paint on top of it. And then 2-3 years later, the crack reappears and they put fresh paint until the whole thing collapses.
Dr. Mark Faber is our guest. Gloom. BoomDoom.com is his website. Sir, I really appreciate you spending time with us, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the News Blitz and other guests coming up. You'll definitely want to stay with us today. This transmission is key.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Don't call my name out your window. I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window. I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that
the immortal Johnny Cash, God bless you,
moan. Understand, you're a man. I'm tired of your bad mouthing.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live, back Sundays from abbreviated 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us. Here is what we have coming up today. We just had Dr. Mark Faber on, breaking down the mathematical fact. And I've guesstimation, I've had more than 50, it's got to be, probably more, economists, top economists, on. I mean, the former head of policy at the Treasury, the former Wall Street Journal editor, Webster Griffin Tarpley, a doctor of economics, Ron Paul, just the list goes on, telling you mathematically we are doomed unless we say no to this fraud. And after the $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg now, that's been stolen by the banks, it's not $700 billion, that's an open window, They do it over and over again. That's only one part of it. Then they have the open window at the Federal Reserve. Several different – then they have SDRs internationally on top of that. That's above the $28 trillion. I mean, do you understand these numbers? And they're cooking the numbers they put out to the public to tell everybody everything's fine. And you talk to the general public, they know something's wrong, but especially people that feel like they're part of the establishment, they just don't get it, that we are the Titanic, we've already hit the iceberg, and they are polishing silverware on the deck, listening to the band play, dancing, drinking lemonade, and people cannot believe that the G20, by design, has engineered this. They just cannot get it through their head that through fraud, a global Ponzi scheme is taking over our society. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the globalists are clearly setting up for worldwide war. The globalists are expanding wars. They are setting up domestic police states to suppress the once first world, soon to be third world countries. And my instinct is run to the hills. But you can't run from this. You've got to face it down. I mean, I don't particularly like having to go down and bullhorn the police department and bullhorn the media yesterday. I'm sure a lot of you had better things you wanted to do, but I'd say 300 people came out. 80 to 90% of them conservatively were wearing InfoWars shirts and Joker shirts. It was great to, and don't tread on me shirts from the InfoWars shop. I want to thank all of the great listeners that came out there and made it such a wonderful success. And I didn't even mean to blow up at the police, but watching them laugh at us and take photographs of everybody with their big telephoto lenses from behind the windows, and to know how they illegally shut down that gun show, I just blew up at them. We're going to post some of that video in the next few days on the sites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. But the Attorney General is now investigating. Rick Perry is saying he will investigate. We'll see if that really develops and happens. But the news is out there. The country knows what's going on. They know the Justice Department ran this. The Justice Department admits they came and told the Austin Police Department to do this. They called in Darwin Bedeker and thought he was the Saxit gun show after they'd run them out. And he said, no, I'm the new guy that took the lease. I'm the new guy. I'm the new person. And they said, well, here's the deal. We're going to shut you down if you don't do this, so you just better do it. And they told HEB that. Then they tried to backpedal and say that they hadn't done that. But now the good news is the truth has come out that they did do it. And I know that most Austin police are against what happened and are pro-Second Amendment. I understand that. But the thug-like people laughing at us. Now, some of the officers weren't laughing behind the glass. I was sitting there looking into their windows, and there were just scores of police staring at us, mainly officers, commanders and people, and just being laughed at by them and having them sit there and surveil us. And there was some provocateuring going on, but it didn't work. And overall, it was a very, very, very successful demonstration. So I salute all of my listeners that made it such a big success coming out there. It was great, great to see you there. Coming up, Reverend James Manning continues to make national headlines, boldly standing up to Obama. And it's another testament to what any of you can do on YouTube if you have the same passion and focus. Always an interesting interview. We'll find out the latest on his Secret Service / CIA visit coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Richard Reeves, talk about his little interview with Rick Perry that was so key, and also he's campaigning for Deborah Medina. She's going to be on with us Thursday. She thought she could be in studio in Austin today, but they had to reschedule till Thursday in the last hour of the show before the big debate. And they, of course, have thanked the show and all the activist listeners being instrumental. Again, you, the listeners, calling Belo and getting them to stop the ban on her being in the next debate, which is key, just days ahead of the gubernatorial Republican primary that's happening early next month. So great job on that front. And the state of Texas is on fire with Deborah Medina. And again, that's a message to the rest of the country of people running on a constitutionalist, libertarian, true patriot ticket that's anti-big government, anti-gun control, anti-war. That's a constitutionalist position / conservative. we are retaking the high ground away from the rhinos, the Republicans in name only. And I challenge the Democratic Party. And I commend, I don't really like Howard Dean in many facets. I like Dennis Kucinich because he's real. I don't agree with him on a lot of issues, but he's real. And they really torpedoed, conservatives torpedoed it partially, but liberals, still in that paradigm, torpedoed the healthcare takeover. They torpedoed it by actually reading the bill and finding out it was another boondoggle. Whatever the government does, Republican or Democrat, it's hijacked. If it's a banker bailout, it's a ripoff. If it's health care, it's a ripoff for the insurance companies. If it's a carbon tax, it's to pay the banks. I mean, if it's a flu hype, it's to make money. I mean, everything they do is a scam. So we're going to be breaking that down. I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to, and we'll be covering that in the next segment. Just huge developments, but I want to go with our once-a-month visit with Marty Schachter of the Calvin Pure Soap Company. He founded it with his dad when he got back from World War II. When Marty got back in 1947, they said, you can't buy soap anymore. It's all byproducts of the petroleum industry called soap. It's toxic. He'd been in the chemical corps. He knew that. So they produce truly organic, made in America, incredible soap. And I found out about it because somebody that worked at Genesis was talking about how wonderful it was, and Marty had never advertised. Marty had never actually reached out to people. He had sold factory direct and to a lot of big businesses and institutions that understood they were getting 85% off supermarket prices and getting real organics. So, you know, the elite are some of the biggest buyers of his high-quality products. But now, the last 5 years advertising on Genesis, it is now available to you, and so this is really a political action here. Like when I say buy organic, that will take over the market where everything will be organic, and that's starting to happen. I'm talking about organic food, organic soap, which really is the same thing as a food. It's out of real organic products. And so, Marty, good to have you on with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you this year, like we have. I want to express a heavy and hearty thank you to the listeners and supporters of Alex Jones, including you, Alex, for making 2009 our best year ever. 63 years and still counting.
Absolutely.
So we can't thank you enough for helping us there.
Tell people what's in the soap versus the fake soap that's on store shelves.
Well, yeah, they still call the products on the shelf soap, but it's truly a synthetic soap, a fake soap, an artificial soap. And they had to rename it detergents. It's a new word that they created. It doesn't exist in the English language. But we make the old-fashioned from the 30s and the 40s and the 20s, going back many, many years, soaps made with coconut oils and vegetable oils, no perfumes, condensed, concentrated to do the job honestly. All you got to do is ask your grandmother or your great-grandmother what they used, and they'll tell you. They didn't have rashes. They didn't have itching. They didn't have deteriorated clothing because the soap did the job of cleaning without being destructive. And the chemicals they use today, it doesn't make it. Almost all the products are chemically made because it's profitable, extremely profitable to make chemicals into a cleaner, even though it does more harm than good.
That's right. So when they refine the billions of barrels worldwide of oil every year, most of it is junk. And so they've got all this extra waste that they have to deal with, and so it goes into literally thousands of different products, and a lot of it is medicines. The pharmaceuticals are synthetic vitamins, synthetic soap. It's not soap, it's not vitamins, and it's toxic, it's bad for the environment. But again, you go to Whole Foods and places, which are great, and you pay more for organic soap, because you're paying for the marketing and the shipping and the middleman. With you, it's really high-quality, California Organic Certified, one of the highest standards, true American real soap, and you save 85% off supermarket prices because there is no middleman. You're going factory direct. Tell us about the product line and how folks get it.
Well, we have the product line is very limited. We don't have 100 items. We have the four basic soaps: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. And they'll do 100 jobs.
And you also have a great body lotion. You have lotion.
And a sweater wash and a hair rinse and all these artificial harmful chemicals. Don't need them anymore.
And you also have the lotion.
We have bulk packages, which save considerable amount of money. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars a year savings by getting a triple concentrated, all-natural soap into your home. We have a 1 to 2 year supply, a 3 to 4 year supply, a 4 to 5 year supply. You stock it up. It has unlimited shelf space, unlimited life, and you can stock up, save a lot of money, and get products twice as good, guaranteed, in your home that you're using now. I guarantee that. And we make the soaps. We have sampler packages, which are very inexpensive, handmade, so you can try it for a month or two, and you can graduate yourself up. You know, you ever look at the shelves at the supermarket? Look at the cleaning products they have there. There are no prices on anything. I mean, you got a code. You got to go to the checkout counter to get the code read on the machines, so you can tell what the product is to get your receipt. But you can't judge. You don't come to shopping with a computer, with an adding machine, with a calculator to know what you're buying. We give you prices on everything, wholesale prices on everything. Mail to you. We'll send you a free catalog. Absolutely no obligations. Unconditionally guaranteed your satisfaction or double your dirt back.
And people can get the sampler month tote bag, or they can get 6 month supply, year supply. Again, give people the toll free number to call.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. We're sitting here waiting for your calls and for your satisfaction. You will be not only satisfied, you will not only be happy, you will not only like the products, you will love them. We create love affairs, tens of thousands of Alex Jones listeners. And this is how we work. This is what we do. This
and
is
the
our
website.
Living. This is our life, and this will be your happiness to get a cleaning product that finally works and doesn't hurt.
So, and the website is 5-Star Soap. You can spell it out, 5 or the number 5, 5starsoap.com. That's 5starsoap.com. Links up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Marty, fire out that phone number one more time.
1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. We're here for you. We've been around, like I say, 63 years. We know what we're doing now after all this time, and we know how to keep you happy, to save you money, and give you a better, better chance of not having itching skin and burning skin and hair and laundry that's deteriorating from these harsh chemicals. We'll take care of you.
Well, yeah. Marty, in closing, give me the limerick.
First, we learn that fatty food will harm the heart. So far, so good. Aspirin, though, helps thin the blood and keep it free of sludge and mud. But now they tell us, fuddled folks, that fatty foods help ward off strokes. With paradox, let's come to grips. Eat aspirin with potato chips.
Man, you're something else. Did you write that yourself, Marty?
I helped clean it up.
Okay, buddy. Well, listen, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Thank you. Talk to you next month, Alex.
All right, see you. Bye. He visits with us about 10 minutes once a month. Oh, what a character, man, I tell you. Okay, here are the big stacks of news. I mentioned some of it right at the start. This is just giant news. Obviously, we need to cover it in more detail. I've got a big stack here as total fraud at the UN, where they admit they're cooking the temperature readings all over the world, fraud everywhere, making money off of it, total scams, fear-mongering people that the earth is going to die, deadly carbon dioxide that plants breathe is, you know, just horrible, and we've got to do something about it. Well, look at this. And again, this is from Fox News. But you can go directly to the executive summary of the report. from the UN. And the headline is, Tax and Spend, UN's RX for New World Medical Order. And it says the panel of experts at the World Health Organization are deciding how to fund their worldwide operations. These are the same folks that brought you the flu hoax. And they say here, a copy of the executive summary was obtained with the report. You read it, and in it, it's just got tax after tax after tax. These taxes include, and I'm reading from the news article, not only indirect consumer taxes, but also greater donations by wealthy governments as a percentage of gross domestic product. And it goes into individual payments tied to such things such as mobile, phone use, health care, lotteries, new commitments from charitable and philanthropic organizations, and the possible diversion of current philanthropic giving from developed countries into developed world health care. And then it gets into all the other taxes they want. And then they tried to deny their own report, but all of this and more is in the Copenhagen Treaty that's public. GDP taxes, everything else. Stay with us.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world in poverty. That's coming up next hour. I'm going to read that article by Paul Joseph Watson up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in full. because it is a death sentence, as Lord Monckton and others have pointed out, a death sentence. There's also another key story at InfoWars.com from good old Webster Tarpley. Please send this letter to your senators in opposition to the Bernanke nomination. Yes, that sends the message that what they've done is wrong. They're the bad guys. They have to be identified as the head of the snake. And Bernanke's in trouble. He may not make it. That's why Time and Newsweek are talking about how great he is. What was it? Time gave him Man of the Year and praised him. That's like giving a peace prize to Obama, expanding all the wars. It's a sick joke. It's all a sick joke. They think if they just shovel this propaganda on people, they're going to go along with it. But continuing with this executive summary report obtained internally from the World Health Organization, the report labels the tax idea a particularly attractive option for funding health research and development and says that revenues from it would rise considerably if the profits from one or more high-income countries was included. And so they call for the larger tax on GDP, same thing that was in the official Copenhagen Treaty they tried to get countries to sign on to. So to have them in this article denying it, the UN saying, oh, no, we didn't say that, it's just ridiculous. In a telephone interview on Thursday, Lopez Montano, I believe you pronounce it, declared that she did not understand. We were talking about getting cheaper medicines for poor people, how we could discuss this without talking about intellectual property rights. Frustrated, she says, she walked out of the group's last working session, December 2009, and did not return. But that's the person that, again, gave him the executive summary, it says here. But again, you can read in the first paragraph or second paragraph of the article that the UN is denying this. In fact, let me just read it. A member of the World Health Organization, WHO, panel on experts that is pondering new global taxes on emails, alcohol, tobacco, airline travel, and consumer bank transactions, has charged that she was given only selective information at group meetings, that deliberations were rushed, and the group was manipulated by the international pharmaceuticals industry. See, they claim this is all a way to give third world cheap drugs, but just like the insurance scam, it's really just a way to cut benefits and jack up prices and bring control over third world countries and their own production of pharmaceuticals. And to get literally in the aggregate hundreds of billions of dollars pumped into big pharma in the name of helping the third world with their poison-laced vaccines and drugs and the rest of it. All of her charges were strongly denied by the head of the WHO's expert working group on research and development financing, EWG, a 25-member panel of medical experts, academics, and healthcare bureaucrats, which is due to present a 98-page report in Geneva on Monday after 14 months of deliberations on the new and innovative sources of funding to reshape the global medical industry. So the UN, again, completely being run by Big Pharma, according to this person. Of course, the UN was set up by the military-industrial complex in 45. You have all these conservatives, mainline conservatives, going, get rid of the UN. It's anti-America. It wants to take over America. No, the banks took America over, and they created this institution to be the hub of all their international regulatory control that gives them governmental power. And so anything that comes out of it will be packaged as helping the third world when it's the opposite. All we need to do is look at State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger, Herr Kissinger, to find out exactly what they want to do, and that's devastate and control the third world. And that's what's coming up. Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world countries in poverty. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.